Now it's time for business news. Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Irish consumers are concerned about the direction of the global economy, but you wouldn't necessarily know that from their recent spending habits. At least that's according to data from Bank of Ireland, which shows debit and credit card spending up 6.5% year on year in May, well ahead of the rate of inflation. It was led by higher spending in restaurants and hotels, but retail and services spending was also higher. Colin McCulley is chief economist with Bank of Ireland, who joins us now. Is it a surprise that we have consumer spending rising by that much in the month, considering the fact that we have these economic headwinds that people are worried about?
Probably not. We saw the Irish consumer confidence surveys fall to two-year lows through April and May. And within those surveys, people were very nervous about the general economic outlook, the prospect of inflation perhaps, but their own financial circumstances haven't changed. People are not losing their jobs, certainly, at the moment. So unless those things change, it's unlikely you're going to sort of see a really big pullback in consumer spending because people are nervous. Mm-hmm. And you see that in the data. So, you know, debit credit card spending up 6.5% in the year. That chimes up what we know about car sales up 5% year on year in April. So, look, people are nervous about global trade, President Trump, tariffs, etc. But they're certainly not putting off big spending decisions on a big holiday, buying a home, buying a car, those kind of decisions.
And they're the kind of the so-called big ticket items. They're kind of usually the canary in the coal mine in terms of people are worried. They're the first things that usually they start to rein in on.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's those big ticket items that are discretionary, maybe put off that holiday, put off that car purchase. So maybe put off moving a home. Again, we work on My Home, the listings agent. New listings still up quite sharply in the year, you know, over the past 6, 7, 8 weeks. So I don't think people are nervous, but they're not really changing their key financial decisions. And that's not too surprising. It's very early. Of course, the economic outlook is uncertain, but people aren't being directly affected by the tariffs or by the uncertainty in the economy yet.
Of course, in the lead up to the last recession, people would have been putting a lot of this on credit cards or on loans. Do we know, is this real consumer spending? Is this real money? Or are people loading up their credit cards with these kind of purchases?
No. I mean, if you look at the United States, the United Kingdom, at times people get worried about people taking on too much credit card debt, consumer debt. That's certainly not the case in Ireland. Household savings are very high. Household debt levels are coming down relative to incomes year in, year out, now close to their lowest level since the turn of the century. So, I mean, the Irish consumer is cautious. Consumer credit is a fraction of where it was during the Celtic Tiger era. So when you think of the United States, the UK, the fears about low savings, too much credit card debt, that's certainly not the case in Ireland.
We are relatively early into this period of uncertainty, certainly the uncertainty created by the US tariffs, which were announced in April. Would you expect that if we still have this kind of uncertainty in another few months, people might then start to rein in their spending a little bit?
It's possible. I mean, obviously the negotiations are changing by the day. A relatively small proportion of our exports are affected by tariffs directly because pharmaceuticals aren't are exempt at the moment. So again, I think if there's going, I mean, Irish consumer spending has been maybe a little bit weaker than we would have thought given the pace of pay growth and wage growth. Savings are high. I mean, the real issue is, will we see a really sharp slowdown globally in Ireland because this sort of tariff-related uncertainty continues over the next couple, 18, 24 months? That's a much bigger question. Of course, that's going to hurt consumer spending potentially, but at the moment, it's still growing very sharply.
Separately, as we've heard, the government has signed off on plans around rent controls and its attempts to attract investment into the sector. What's your immediate reaction to the proposals that they've agreed?
Well, look, rent controls are only ever trying to treat the symptoms. They weren't addressing the cause of the problem, and they did lead to distortions, a kind of a two-tier illiquid rental market where existing tenancies had lower rents than people are forced to go out and start a new tenancy where there's a premium for those new tenancies. So it led to some distortions. It certainly didn't cure the problem. And the underlying issue is it's just very, very difficult to build apartments cheaply. Mm-hmm. Financing, build costs, you know, how do our standards compare with Europe? I mean, these are the issues which are very difficult and intransigent issues to deal with. Removing rent controls will encourage investment, but again, there's a sort of a viability issue that just apartments are very difficult and expensive to build.
Colin McCulley, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland. Thank you for that. More business news in the next serve. That's all for now.